This is Casey Currents. I'm Sylvia Maria Gross. Susan Wilson is away this week. The American paddlefish is a pretty bizarre-looking creature. It's aptly named because of the long, flat appendage jutting out of its head. The prehistoric species is native to North America, but it's developed a worldwide reputation for its caviar. And in between the rivers and five-star restaurants, the eggs pass through fish houses run by a unique group of American fishermen who, decades ago, threw out their nets to catch a piece of this lucrative market. But in recent years, those in the industry are facing an unexpected competitor and are now finding it more and more difficult to make a living off of this domestic delicacy. Casey Currents' Ryan Schisler has the story.
Pull off Highway 54 in the Ozark town of Osage Beach, Missouri, and you'll find a small fish farm that's made a big name for itself. From the massive tanks in their building, Osage Cat Fisheries has supplied fish for research around the world. They've stocked the displays at Bass Pro Shops around the country. They've even sold some of the first farm-raised caviar this side of Russia.
This is my dad's dream, and we're trying to fulfill it.
Steve Kars runs Osage Cat Fisheries with his brothers. Their late father, Jim, got into the caviar business in the 80s after seeing headlines that the sturgeon in the Caspian Sea, where caviar traditionally came from, were nearing extinction and catching the fish was banned. The demand for new sources of caviar, like paddlefish eggs, skyrocketed. The Kars then started what they call the Paddlefish Ranching Program to snag a piece of the action.
We have a reputation invested in it with the people who are in our ranching program because, you know, of course, these people entered into our program, you know, thinking there'd be some return.
The ranchers are Missouri landowners who have lakes or ponds on their land. They allow Osage Cat Fisheries to raise its paddlefish on their land for free, and in exchange, they get a cut of the revenues from the resulting caviar sales. But recently, there's been a problem.
Well, we're now having to come back to these individuals and say, well, we're sorry, you know, your fish are ready to go, but we can't afford to harvest them.
Female paddlefish produce the most eggs when they're between 10 and 12 years old, so Kars made his investment in raising paddlefish over a decade ago. That's called the biological lag factor, how long you have to wait to harvest after the initial investment. Kars assumed, or hoped, that the market would stay the same after they invested. But something changed since then, and Kars is pointing his finger at a neighboring state. In the small Route 66 town of Miami, Oklahoma, Brent Gordon is loading small white boxes into a freezer truck behind the Paddlefish Research Center. Inside is frozen caviar, about 1,000 pounds worth, bound for a storage facility in Tulsa. But Gordon says the caviar isn't the main focus of his work at the Paddlefish Research Center.
The true beauty and purpose of this is to conserve the paddlefish.
The Paddlefish Research Center is a project run by the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation, and Gordon is the man in charge. He's a biologist who's been with the department for 25 years. Northeastern Oklahoma is pretty much paddlefish heaven. There are more here than any other place in the world. And Brent Gordon? Well, he's Oklahoma's paddlefish guy. He even has a paddlefish air freshener hanging off the mirror of his game warden truck. Paddlefish populations vary from region to region. In Canada, they've pretty much gone extinct. In places like Oklahoma, there seem to be tons. Regardless, they've been protected by both the Endangered Species Act and the Convention on International Trade of Endangered Species since 1992. It was to protect Oklahoma's paddlefish population that Gordon helped open the research center in 2008.
And the idea was that not only have you created an operation in which it pays for itself to research the paddlefish population, but you've also created a way of getting revenue to pay for the toys that law enforcement needs, such as night vision, boats, trailers, and also being able to have money to pay for thermal imaging, flying over the lake at night, things like that.
It's essentially illegal for individuals to possess paddlefish eggs in Oklahoma, and you absolutely cannot sell them. Commercial production of caviar existed in the state in the 80s, but now the Department of Wildlife Conservation is the only entity that can sell it. Anything else is considered poaching. And that's where the Paddlefish Research Center comes in. During the couple months the center is open, recreational anglers that have paid the state for a fishing permit and catch paddlefish can bring their fish to the research center. There, the program will fillet the fish, package the meat, and dispose of the carcass for free. In exchange, Gordon and his team collect enormous amounts of data on the fish for research purposes, as well as the roe, or raw eggs. The center then turns the eggs into caviar, sells it on the international market, and the revenues go back to the Department of Wildlife Conservation.
Managing the population of paddlefish in Oklahoma is what we are paid to do, and we do it very well.
This year, the program sold over 15,000 pounds of caviar. It's a pretty average haul for the program that can bring in up to $2 million annually. They sold it anywhere between $65 a pound and $135 a pound, mostly to buyers in Japan. But back in Osage Beach, Steve Kars says that is where his problems begin.
I mean, there's no way a private company our size can compete with that kind of volume and that kind of price.
To be profitable, Kars will have to sell his caviar at $300 a pound. The rate in recent years has been as low as 60. He says Osage cat fisheries would actually lose money if it harvested the paddlefish today.
We don't have the luxury of cutting prices, and quite frankly, I'm not going to play that game. It's hard to compete with, cheap product.
Since Oklahoma anglers fish on their own dime and for fun, the state's program doesn't front the cost of raising or catching the fish, which is why their price is so low. They essentially get their supply of eggs for free when the fish are being brought to the center, while producers like Kars have been putting money and resources into raising paddlefish for over a decade and made that investment years before Oklahoma's program even existed. But it could be worse, and Kars knows that.
Thank God we've got other companies like the farming operation that is, making money. Because if we were in the caviar business like some of these commercial fishermen, the caviar season is what gets them through the year. And, with the prices that are out there, they won't make it. Absolutely no way they can make it.
Those commercial fishermen make up most of the paddlefish caviar producers. They fish season to season for wild fish in the region's rivers and face a different set of costs. Fuel for their boats, fishing supplies, fishing permit applications, maintenance, salaries. The list goes on and on.
You can't contend with a state. An individual just cannot contend or compete with a state.
That's Jesse George, a caviar producer in Marvell, Arkansas. He's seen his prices drop $35 a pound this year alone, about 30%. He says he's one of the largest producers in the state of Arkansas, but even he can only produce a fraction of Oklahoma's annual output. I spoke to him and several others across the country, from Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, Kentucky. Some even dispute the claim that paddlefish are endangered at all and think that Oklahoma's program is irrelevant. They say they all have the same story. Prices are falling, expenses are rising. One man I spoke to in Indiana says his fishermen used to make up to $30,000 in one paddlefish season. Now they're lucky to make it to 15. Another said he had to let go of 13 fishermen in the past 2 years and now only employs three. Yet another said he had to lower his prices an additional 25% below Oklahoma's just to find a buyer. Though they know Oklahoma isn't the only factor causing this. The global recession has had a significant effect on their market, but when they talk to buyers, Oklahoma's prices keep coming up, and they say the state is taking their business away. Joe Parcell is a professor of agricultural economics at the University of Missouri. He agrees that the recession affected the price of caviar, but he also says it's easy to saturate the market of a luxury product, like caviar. When demand is so low to begin with, and a producer like Oklahoma is putting a comparatively massive amount of product on the market at a low price, there will be a ripple effect.
Obviously, whenever you have one entity that comes in and has a significantly reduced price, they're going to drive the price down for everyone that's in that market.
But at the end of the day, private producers like Steve Kars are upset about who they're competing against and the unfair advantages they say Oklahoma has.
It all boils down to the fact is that I hate seeing, and I think a lot of people say, seeing a government agency go up against private industry. I mean, our family's been in this business a long time. We're not looking for any special favors. We built everything we've got.
Back in Oklahoma, Brent Gordon of the Paddlefish Research Center says it was never about competition and disagrees with claims that his program is significantly affecting the market. For him, the caviar is just a means to an end. His job, first and foremost, is about taking care of Oklahoma's paddlefish, and he says this program has given him an unprecedented advantage in his research and conservation efforts.
Our biggest concern, not our only concern, but our biggest concern has to do with keeping this population healthy. And not only just this population, but other populations of paddlefish in the state of Oklahoma.
Private caviar producers may be catching a break soon, though. Gordon says his data is indicating that Oklahoma's paddlefish population may need some time to rest, so to speak, and that discussions to cap the number of fishing permits issued in 2015 are ongoing. For Casey Currents, I'm Ryan Schisler.